Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to COVID, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the second day of the month of Nisan. The daily reminder email has been updated. It now has several names that we've been mentioning on the call. I'll mention it just now as well. But you can reference the daily Tehillim call reminder email for the name of some of the cholim, in particular some of the children who we've been davening for. Please have in mind on the call today, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Friedel, Alini Orna, Bas, Chain Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devorah. And I ask as well, please, to have in mind my dear friend, Yitzhak Aaron Ben Malka Chana. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Winston of Congregation Beth Shalom in Rochester, New York, to share Dvar Chizuk, which we follow by Rabbi Winston slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, and Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our brave soldiers, and Mishaberach with the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held hostage. And Rabbi Winston will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. So sign up to register to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Winston.
Thank you so much, Naftali. It's so wonderful to be back on the call. And even though we continue to daven for our brothers and sisters in Israel, it's very special that we do have such a context. So thank you so much to you and to the whole OU to continuing to offer this and your continued leadership throughout the last 4 years. There's a fascinating pasuk that we read in just this past week's parsha, in which after the death of Nadav and Avihu, after the death of Aaron's sons take place, the reaction of our two leaders of the nation, of Aaron and Moshe, are each shocking in their own way. The Torah tells us, Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, hu asher diber Hashem lemor bekrovai ekadesh, val pnei kol ha'am ekaved. Moshe tells Aaron, when he's looking at his sons dead on the ground in front of him, he says to Aaron, isn't this great? This is how Hashem's honor is going to be shown to the world. This is how we will sanctify God's name through these two souls, through your two sons. And Aaron's response, not as shocking, but still interesting, is Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent. And both of their reactions to the situation are worthwhile to try to understand a little bit more deeply. Moshe, on the one hand, seems incredibly insensitive. And Aaron, on the other, is so passive and almost scarily stoic. And the question really is, what are we to make of both of their behaviors? We understand, of course, that Aaron is in shock. He's looking at his lost sons who just were killed in what was supposed to be the happiest and holiest moment of their lives. But still, we have to understand what exactly was going on in his head. And at the same time, we really have to more deeply try to comprehend what Moshe was thinking. How could he have been so cruel when he's talking to his dear brother about the loss of his brother's sons, Moshe's own nephews? Why would he speak so bluntly about their lost lives? And I want to share a piece with you from Rabbi Jonathan Sachs Zatzal that I found incredibly insightful. He writes something amazing. He says that in this exchange between these two brothers, between Moshe and Aaron, a momentous courage is born. The courage of an Aaron who has the strength to grieve and not accept any easy consolation. And at the same time, we have the courage of a Moshe who has the strength to keep going in spite of the grief. But here's what I think is the most powerful point that Rabbi Sacks makes. He says, it's almost as if we are present at the birth of an emotional configuration that will characterize the Jewish people in centuries to come. Jews are a people, as we all know too well, that have had far too much of our own share of suffering, that our nation has experienced unimaginable tragedies, and certainly over the last 6 months we know this to be so, so true. But says Rabbi Sacks, like Aaron, we, the Jewish nation, never lose our humanity, that we never allow our sense of grief to be dulled, deadened, desensitized, and at the same time, we never lose our capacity to continue to carry on, to hope. Like Moshe, we never lose faith in Hashem, but like Aaron, we never allow that faith to anesthetize our feelings, our human vulnerability. We feel the pain of every single loss, of every faith, of every individual who passes, who is murdered, as if they were the first. But we also continue to celebrate, to live, to push through and live our lives as we are meant to. And there's no dichotomy in my mind that more succinctly summarizes the emotional state that so many of us, myself certainly included, have experienced over the last 6 months. We know that this past Sunday was, of course, April 7th, marking 6 months to the day from October 7th. And in my mind, as disgusting and as abhorrent and as sick as the actions of October 7th were, I don't think that that was the worst thing to take place, those horrible events of October 7th. In my mind, the worst part is that the world seems to now know and understand very clearly that there is permission given to murder Jews, that our value as Jews seems to be less than. Our blood appears to be cheaper than the blood of other people. We hear lines like, our people were attacked, but we had it coming. Or our women, lo aleinu, were raped, but they deserved it. We hear lines just like a few weeks ago that, you see, you killed a few aid workers tragically. It's clear that you are the barbarians. This is the language that so many of us have had to endure over the last 6 months. And I'm sure many of the listeners out there on this call also had the privilege of seeing, like I did, many of the multiple interviews that Rabbi Hauer, the head of the OU, has given over the last week or so, as the OU oversaw the special mission to deliver the over 180,000 letters to give to President Biden. And there was one interview, and I'm sure there are many similar to this, but one that I saw that Rabbi Hauer was asked, how we as a Jewish people could claim to have the value of chai, the value of life, but still be okay with Israel murdering innocent Palestinians. And his answer was so powerful and so obvious to us. And it's that we pick up our weapons to defend ourselves and never to kill others. But if others are shooting at us, then we cannot be expected to just be shot at and look away. It's so logical, but yet, again, the world somehow manages to see us differently. We can never lose this perspective that every life that is lost on both sides is beyond tragic. Every death causes us to say, Vayidom Aharon, that we are not desensitized to the pain of the rising numbers of those who are killed, but at the same time, we still keep fighting, pushing forward, living and celebrating the lives that we are blessed to have. And as we look into the future, as we think about what the next 6 months will look like, we have to have it with these three specific messages in mind. That number one, every person is critical. Every face is everything. We have to see all of those fellow Jews around us and cherish every single one of them, regardless of who or where they are from, what their background is like. Number two, and number three, we have to have the nuanced approach of being like Aaron, to be able to grieve over every single loss and not allow ourselves to be numbed by all of the continued deaths that we continue to watch. And at the same time, to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, to have this power, to have this inner strength and courage to move forward with optimism and excitement, even though there are so many tragedies that continue to take place. Hashem should give us this courage to find within ourselves to be like these two towering leaders of our Jewish nation, to be like an Aaron and also to be like a Moshe. We continue with the recitation of Tehillim, Kapitel Chas, Psalm 20. Lam Natsayach, Mizmor V'Devi, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umisiyon Yisadeka, Yizkorakol Menchosecha, V'Yolachcha Yidash Nesela, Yitain Lecha Chalavecha V'Chol Atzatcha Yimalei, Niranina B'Yeshua Secha, V'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha, Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kadsho, B'Gburot Yishayim Yino, Eilev HaRechev Ve'ilev HaSusim, V'Anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir, Hema Karu V'Nafalu V'Anachnu Kamnu Min Nesodad, Adonai Oshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Kapitel Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor the David, Adonai, Roi lo echtar. Bin Oseshe, Yarbi Tseini, Halme Menucho, Sina Haleini. Nafshi Yeshovev, Yancheini, V'magli Tzedek, L'ma'an Shemo. Gam ki eilech begei somaves, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, tiftecha al mishantecha hima yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorirai, tishanza v'ashem en roshi kosi revaya, ach tov v'cheter yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, Ishati beveis Adonai liorech yamin. Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir la malos esayinai el heharim meyayin yevo ezri. Ezri miyim Adonai osi shamayim baret. Al yitain lamod raglecha al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo ishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shem Recha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'Yareach Balayla, Adonai Shemarcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Navshecha, Adonai Shemar Tzitzcha V'Lecha, Me'ata V'Yad Olam. Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir HaMalos, Mimamakim, Kirasicha, Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tiyema Aznecha Kashuvos L'Kol Tachanunai, Em Avonos Tishmariah Adonai Mi Yamod, Kimcha Haslicha L'Ma'an Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi V'Lidvaro Chalti, Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim L'Boker, Shomrim L'Boker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Chesed V'Rabbe Mofidus V'Hu Yevzez Yisrael Mikol Avonosav Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis Psalm 142 Maskila David V'yotov Ameara Tefila Koli El Adonai Ezak Koli El Adonai Ezchanan Eshpoch Lefanav Sichit Tarasi Lefanav Agid Tisatefa lai ruchi, v'yata yadata nesivasi, v'orach zu alech tamnu fachli, habit yamin ure'ei ve'ein li makir, avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi, zakti lecha adonai amarti atamachsi, chalki be'eret hachayim, hakshiva el rinasi kidalosi ma'od, Hasilini mirotvai ki amsumi meni, hotziyami masker nafshi leodos eshremecha, v'yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achinu kobeis Yisrael, hanasunim v'tzara v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom mirachim aleihem v'yotziyem yitzara lervacha, u'me'afela liyora mishiva d'geula hashta ba'agala b'zman kariv, v'nomar. Amen. Make a mishaberach for the chayli tzahal. Mishaberach of Asinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Hu yivareches chayli tzva agana liYisrael. V'anshei kochos habitachon. Ha'omdim al mishmar arsinu v'yarei Elohinu. Migvul ha'lavanon v'amidbar Mitzrayim. ומן הים הגדול לבבו הרבה ובכל מקום שהים ביבשה באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגל מחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויתרים לחסר ישוע ועטרת ניצחון וקוים בהם הכסוף כי אדוני אליכם ההוליך עמכם. Yilachim lachem emoivichem moshi atchem v'nomar amen. Make mishaberach for all those who are still being held hostage. Mishaberach avasinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov Yosef Moshe v'Yaron David u'Shlomo v'yivareich v'yishmor v'yinsor es nadrei tzva agana liYisrael u'shuyav v'eskol achinu hanesunim v'tzara v'shivya v'avur shekol hakahal hakadosh hazeh mispalel b'avuram. V'akadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotzim mechoshech v'samaves ומסורסיהם ינתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעים וישיביהם נהיר אל חיק משפחותיהם יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאו עשיו לבני אדם ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב עבדו יהיה אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ברינה ושמחה שעולם על ראשם ששון ושמחה ישיגו ונעשו יגון והנחה ונאמר אמן. And finally, משברך for all those who are ill. משברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה ויברך וירפא את החולים ואת החולות. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולחוסם ולחזיקם ולחיותם, וישלח להם את מהיר הרפואה שלמה מן השמיים. ורמח יבריו ושסה גידיו, וסוך שר חולי ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, אשתה בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Winston. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.